Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Podcast on RadioMD, iHeart, or wherever you downloaded us from. Thank you very much for downloading us. You're what motivates us. This is episode 1016A. The A are always the news of the week and what it means to you. And as usual, we're brought to you by Persona Nutrition. I use Persona for my personalized supplements. You can too. If you want to have some fun, take the free online assessment to get supplements personalized just for you. Go to mypersona.com. That's mypersona.com. This week, there's a number of interesting articles, but there's one I'm going to interrupt with because we try and do this without COVID-19, but there's one really important article that just appeared in Molecular Biology, and it shows that there is a long-term immune receptor to the S2 subunit, which is common to many cold viruses, as well as to the SARS-CoV-2 virus. Now, this means that we may be able to get long-term immunity. I'm trying to get a hold of the author. This came out of the University of Rochester, and it's in October 2020's MBio. I just got a hold of it, so I will try and get more information, and we'll follow up on that next week, or maybe in the guest segment, if the author calls me. So I just emailed him to call me. They usually do. But in the meantime, let's talk about the PESCO Mediterranean diet. It is the Roizen rule for a younger you, number 6 segment. Only eat food that you love, that loves you back. I love pescatarian Mediterranean diet, but with intermittent fasting, that is exactly eating the Wen Wei cookbook way. So the Wen Wei cookbook is out now. You can order it and get it delivered in a day or two. It has a 38% reduction in cardiovascular events. And that's our top story of the day. It's longevity is the next disruptor story. It's the Otto Omega story, but it's also in the Roizen rule for younger you segment, and it's number 6. That is, only eat food you love and that loves you back. Story 2, tattoos. By the way, I'm going to skip to story 3 first. This is the potential downside of intermittent fasting if you do it with just any food, not healthy food. So what to eat when is intermittent fasting done right, meaning you eat 75 to 80% of your calories before 2 p.m. Don't eat within 3 hours of dinner. Try to eat only when the sun is up, and eat it without food, with only foods that love your body back. That is, no simple sugars, no added syrups, no simple or stripped carbohydrates, no foods with saturated fat or processed meats. If you don't do it that way, if all you do is intermittent fasting, you lose muscle mass. That's a downside of it. But if you do that, then you're eating food that loves you back and you're eating it in the right way. Pesca Mediterranean or Pescan Vegan or Pesca, and it would be Pesca Vegetarian but without the eggs and cheese and dairy products. That's doing it right, and that preserves muscle mass. Story 2, the NBA, when they're scouting for players, should look with them with not total body tattoos. Total body tattoos, when you exercise hard, you don't sweat normally, you raise your body temperature, you don't get rid of it. So as the pros get more tats as they get older, maybe that's one of the reasons they get tired or faster. Fewer tats, better release. That's the better release of the extra heat you generate with exercise. So that's a Roizen rule for a younger you, number 19. Avoid unforced errors and a wellness foreplay. Shall you dance? This is again a wellness foreplay. And it does physical activity, but it avoids, if you dance, they compared huge numbers of elderly, same age, same genders, meaning both male and female, equal numbers in both groups, whether it was line dancing or ballroom dancing or waltzing or tango, 38% reduction, same number as pescatarian diet for heart disease and stroke, but this is from falls. Falls are a lethal event in the elderly. So if you dance, you get stronger, you get your balance better. Story five is one that is a little weird to me, is that this was veterans, female veterans at the VA in San Francisco, and they questioned all of them who were going through menopause. It turned out 27% of them were using marijuana to ease menopause symptoms. We have no data it works. Many more were using marijuana than were using standard therapies that hadn't gone to the doctor yet. I don't know whether this is just because they're veterans and using it, or in San Francisco they're using it, or whether this is generalized. We don't have enough data, but there are good therapies for menopausal symptoms, such as hot flashes and night sweats. See your gynecologist about those. And remember, if you're going to use marijuana, don't vape it, don't smoke it, use the edibles, but we have no data that it works on this. Why early bedtime may be best for people with type 2 diabetes? Well, it turns out night owls get 56% less exercise than people who are early risers. So early bird gets healthier, that's exactly right, and gets around 56% more exercise in this 600-person study than do night owls. Story 7 and 8 relate to one another. Americans are drinking more during the pandemic. Yet in the first month, online liquor sales went up 262%. Tax collections from liquor sales went up, this is remarkable, 57%. Huge. You'd expect to have much more drinking. But self-reported drinking, and by the way, alcohol deaths have gone up 43%. Since 2010, from 2010 to 2017, 43% increase in alcohol-related deaths, that is alcohol-related traffic accidents, suicides related to alcohol, etc., cirrhosis. Turns out that self-reported alcohol usage is only up very little. It's up about 14%. So people are either storing the alcohol or they're not quite reporting accurately. By the way, so you want to keep it under 2 drinks a night for men, under 1 drink a night for women, 1 or less for women, 2 or less for men, to have the best health effect. Alcohol deaths are rising in rural America as well, and it's rural America where they're rising most. So I want to thank you. You've been listening to You, the Owner's Manual radio podcast. This has been the medical news of the week, 1016A. Remember, we have a special edition about a month from now, 1020A and B will be a longevity where we'll go over all of the rules for a younger you and what they mean and what the new work on aging is. That shows how long and how well you can live. We are, as usual, brought to you by Persona Nutrition. And by the way, we have an outstanding guest for the B segment, Dr. Andrew Smitherman this week of the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Lindberger Comprehensive Cancer Center is going to talk about survivorship in children and especially what happens when you get cancer treatment and do you age from it, and how we can learn from this about aging and cancer treatment. But we are brought to you by Persona Nutrition. If you're confused about vitamins, Persona experts cut through the hype and confusion. Imagine supplements personalized or customized to your needs, visit mypersona.com and take the free online assessment. I did, Kelly Ripa did. You'll see that on the website mypersona.com. Thanks very much. We'll be back next week. And remember, 1020 will be our special episode, but get the 1016B. That's Dr. Andrew Smitherman. Thanks again, and thanks, Caitlin, for wonderful engineering.